Gray is here on the Blaze Radio Network.
Hello. Hey, welcome. 888-900-3393. Pat Unleashed on Twitter. I don't know. What is that?
Is that your computer?
It might be.
Wow.
No. Did you turn it off?
Mine's on mute. I don't know what's happening.
No, it is mine. Okay, that's great. Let's see. I love it when stuff starts to play, don't you? It's great.
This is a good start. That sounds like a good pop-up ad, though. Fun one.
That should be illegal. Why isn't that illegal?
Oh, no. If
I don't push the button, if I don't click on play, it shouldn't play!
All right. A good start. I mean,
it's right? A good start. Yeah, good start. It's a good start. Let me tell you about Riduzone. This is something that will give you a really good start on weight loss and just looking and feeling better and, you know, making the new year resolution to lose some weight. It's Riduzone. It was launched by a local company who produced a metabolite of olive oil, created a patented product that helps people control their appetite and lose weight. It's a big help in keeping weight off, too. There was that study that shows when you lose weight, your body thinks you got sick, and so it slows down your metabolism, so you gain the weight back. Really thoughtful. And yet, a lot of us don't really appreciate that thoughtfulness. So, Riduzone speeds back up your metabolism and helps you control your appetite. Also helps you burn fat, so you lose weight. Many of you know that Sarah, who hosts the News and Why It Matters here at The Blaze, lost over 100 pounds, and she used to struggle with, cravings all the time. But Riduzone helps her with that. She takes it every day, and it keeps the hunger and the cravings at bay. And right now, you can get 30% off when you use the offer code PAT at Riduzone.com. RiduZone.com. Offer code PAT. It's Riduzone.com.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
Lot to discuss today. We've got these radicals in the U.S. government. I mean, radicals like I don't think we've ever seen before. As I was thinking about some of the far left nutbag kooks that have been elected in this country.
I like that. That's a clinical definition, by the way.
It is. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd check yesterday to see if anybody had already written about it. You know, the radicalism of the left. And, well, it's sort of people have written about radicalism in government. There was a website called Mike ranked the top 10 most radical in our government. Most radical people in all of Congress. We're counting them down. Starting at number one. The number one radical in government is Republican Congressman Steve King from Iowa.
Okay. I see where this list is going.
Why? Because, of course, Steve King supported legislation to ban abortions in all instances except cases of forced rape. Isn't rape always forced?
What a radical.
Yeah, he supported saving babies, except if the baby had been forced on the mother in a violent act of sickness and rage. What a radical. What a lunatic. But there's more. He once proposed building a 2,000-mile concrete wall to protect the border.
Wow, this guy.
Oh, man.
This guy is the very definition of radical. And he's only number 10?
No, he's number one.
I thought you started counting up.
Okay. I didn't say. We're counting him up. We are counting him up, actually. Casey used to say, we're counting him down.
Yeah, he's wrong.
Because he'd go 40 to number one.
Yeah, he did it wrong. He said it wrong.
He did.
What a jerk.
He counted them down, 40 to number one. One is less than 40.
Yeah, but everybody's looking up at number one in the college football rankings.
I know, but the number one is lower than the number 40.
It's awesome.
Anyway, here's the quote from Steve King that's going to shock you.
Okay.
My concrete wall would function as both a human and vehicle barrier inspired by the success of the concrete wall in Israel. No. So this radical wants to discourage people illegally entering the country? Yeah, and get this. On immigration reform, he once said, Democrats will find a way to hand-deliver citizenship papers, along with a great big check from money borrowed from Chinese. Regarding diversity, he has said, the argument that diversity is our strength has really never been backed up by logic. What terrible comments. I mean, why isn't he in prison? Why?
Give it time.
At number two, they actually had Democrat Kristen Sinema because she's some anti-feminist or something, at least according to this website.
Anti-feminist?
Yeah, that's what the website declared.
Dumb.
Third on the list was Republican Vicky Hatzler from Missouri. And here's what they write about that. Mother Jones suggested that she's the most anti-gay person in Congress. So? Mother Jones suggested, so I guess that makes it carved in stone.
Yes, it does.
Oh, not a single example of her anti-gayness is cited. They continued, favorite of the Christian right. Hartzler wrote a book advocating for more religion in politics. Running God's Way, Step by Step to a Successful Political Campaign is a book for Christian activists running for public office. Wow, you mean she wanted a moral religious people just like the founding fathers declared necessary? What a travesty. What a travesty. But wait for it. Also, get this. Radicals in government. Here's the proof of it.
Okay.
She believes that climate change is a natural phenomenon.
Whoa.
Well,
and she's still breathing today?
How can we allow this mutant radical extremist who believes that this planet's climate has ever changed in the past without mankind being the cause? As if there's some sort of proof of that. You know, that's always been the case. You know, like, I don't know, proof like palm tree fossils in the Arctic. Or ice covering most of every continent in the northern hemisphere. I mean, you know, with somebody like that, how can we allow her to live?
Yeah.
Quite honestly, how can we allow her to live?
And on top of that, she's in Congress?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
Wow. She's not exactly flying below the radar with those denier views.
No, she's not.
Hmm.
That's great, too. She doesn't deny that it's warmed. She just says she thinks it's not man-caused. And that's radical now.
Yeah.
She said, I don't believe that if there is a climate change that man has a very significant role in that. So wow. I mean, there's those examples of radicals in government. And there was a batch of mostly other Republicans. I think there were two Democrats and the rest Republicans, including Michelle Bachmann. So this was obviously a list they did a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
But these are the radicals, not the socialist, communist, eat the rich, anti-Semite, anti-Israel, anti-American goofballs we have in the Democrat Party right now. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who knows nothing about anything, believes Israel is the occupier of their ancestral homeland. She's an admitted, committed, proud socialist whose chief of staff, by the way, is another crazy loon. We'll talk about that later. She's also a proven liar, and she advocates for a 70% tax on wealth, fully socialized medicine, fully socialized college, communist housing and jobs programs, and a new Green Deal that is so loopy. When I first saw it last week, I thought it was a Saturday Night Live skit. I mean, it's craziness. It's incomprehensible to me that someone this extreme and this naive and just plain dangerous and dangerously ignorant could ever be elected in this nation. But here we are. Here we are.
Here we are.
Then there's Ilhan Omar, a Democrat and Muslim from Minnesota. She's calling for the elimination of Homeland Security. Because what good do they do? I mean, they just protect the United States.
From her perspective, they protect Jewish Americans.
Right. It's exactly right. She recently, well, it was a few years ago, she tweeted about her hatred for Israel. Mm-hmm. Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel. Hashtag Gaza, hashtag Palestine. Israel has hypnotized the world, which is kind of interesting then, that as of 2013, Israel has been condemned by more UN, United Nations Human Rights Council resolutions than just about the entire rest of the world combined. You know, combined.
Yeah. And their sin is they want to be left alone.
That's about it. Yeah, the world has really been hypnotized. They love Israel. All they do is condemn Israel in the UN. By the way, when she tweeted this out, she was responding to an Israeli airstrike against the Gaza Strip, I believe, that followed Hamas launching over 100 missiles into Israel in one day. So they retaliated.
Well, I feel hypnotized.
You're right.
Yeah, because normally that wouldn't
who's paying
bother
you?
Me.
By the way, who's paying you?
Yeah,
who's paying you? One of them Jews?
Uh huh.
Yeah,
that's what
I happening. Knew it.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it. I knew you were a Zionist puppet. I knew it.
Yeah. Somehow, when I see a nation being attacked,
piggledy.
Because of their beliefs.
So it's okay with you that they throw rocks and Israel throws bombs and missiles. Is that okay? That's all right with you?
Hey, use what you got. Is what I say.
And don't throw rocks. If you're throwing rocks at people with missiles, that's stupid idea.
That's poor planning.
Yeah, that's dumb.
And you deserve to have a missile.
Never bring a knife to a gunfight. That's a long believed axiom, I believe.
Barack Obama came up with that.
I believe so.
But boy, you're going through the real radical list.
Yes.
You know, the AOCs, the Ilhan chick, and then we've got
Rashida Tlaib.
Oh, writing articles for Louis Farrakhan's anti-Jewish paper.
She's Palestinian. Rashida Tlaib is a Palestinian American. She has all the hatred for Israel that Ilhan Omar does.
Oh, yeah.
The anti-Semitism of both Cortez and Omar. And she also very classily, you might remember, called the president of the United States an MF-er.
Oh, that's right. That was
remember
her.
That?
Mm-hmm. She's a lady.
And the great thing is, with these lunatics like this, especially with Omar and Tlaib, anytime you call out their ravings, the leftists and their allies in the media just play that tired old ridiculous Islamophobia card to shut you down. Shut up. You can't speak out against them. But don't worry, those aren't radical people. They're totally mainstream. They're wonderful patriots. It's Steve King and Vicky Hartzler that are so dangerous.
I've never heard of her.
I know. But she believes climate change is naturally occurring. What a maroon. What an idiot.
Oh, boy.
That's never happened. It's never changed without SUVs and ExxonMobil. Never changed before. It was the same temperature for 4 billion years until we came along.
Yep. It was like a level. It was just like, everyone was happy.
Right.
You know, like dinosaurs and humans lived happily together. And then all of a sudden,
bang, here SUV comes SUVs.
Factory gets built. And next
now
thing you know,
screwed everything up. Then all of a sudden,
fire.
All of a sudden, all that ice melted from the ice age. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. It was literally within a week of the first SUV plant. Little known fact.
Yeah, I know.
If you mark, and finally someone has put this together, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You mark in time. SUV factory, first one opens up. Within a week, all the glaciers melted.
Sucks.
I mean, is it a coincidence?
No, of course it's not. Of course it's not. It's not. This change, the climate's never changed until now. I mean, it's so bizarre that they don't even see the irony in their stupidity.
Do the American people see this? I mean, the last week we've got the stupid Green New Deal embarrassment. Mm-hmm. We've got the anti-Semites from Minnesota,
right,
rearing their ugly head, and we've got the top three Democrats in the state of Virginia We got Blackface 1 and Blackface 2 and accused of sexual assault a couple times in the middle there for good measure. The American people, it's so far from an election that it's not going to matter. None of this is going to matter.
By the way, both Omar and Tlaib, initially during the campaign, especially Omar, completely lied about their hatred for Israel during the campaign. Omar said she opposed the boycott movement of Israel and that she favored a two-state solution in the Middle East. 1 week after the election, she joined the boycott and wants a one-state solution.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And that was Omar? Is that right?
Yep, Ilhan Omar.
Yeah, because she's the one who CNN. It's been so weird. We played the video of, it was the guy and the girl anchor just grilling her on her hatred for Israel and the boycott.
Yeah.
And then last week in the Capitol garage, a reporter came up to her and she wouldn't talk. She answered a couple questions that had nothing to do with Israel or a boycott. And then the reporter tried to slip in that a CNN guy tried to ask her a question about the Israel boycott. And she's like, I'm not answering that. And she just kept walking away.
Yeah, because that's not good for her.
CNN, though, is what's so shocking about this.
That is shocking.
Anyway,
it's not shocking that she won't answer it because that's not a good, that's not a winning policy in the United States, even in Minnesota, I don't think.
But it's not like these radicals that we just went through on the Democratic Party.
Not like,
it's not like
not
they're
like Steve King.
It's not like they're in the party that has power of one of the houses of Congress or anything.
Right.
That's not.
Right. And I'll tell you this. They know that the climate has never changed until man came along.
Yep.
All three of those Democrats, they know.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not radical.
I saw a thing where Germany spent $580 billion on the environment, on their kind of like, you know, their own little Green New Deal garbage plan over there.
How much?
$580 billion. And
$580 billion?
Yeah, and the emissions have not been reduced whatsoever, and the cost of their electricity has gone up by 50% since then.
Over half a trillion dollars.
Yeah, it's...
And it does nothing.
It failed for Spain. It's failed for Germany. We never learn. We're going to have to figure it out the hard way.
And we're the ones that have reduced our emissions.
Thank you.
Crazy.
Capitalism works.
All right. Thinking of buying or selling a home this year? Real Estate Agents I Trust is a company Glenn started 6 years ago. Might even be 7 by now. But he did it because he was incredibly frustrated by real estate agents who talked a good game but didn't get the job done, and his house sat there for a long time, so the price went down continually. It takes a ton of expertise to be a really good realtor these days, and the process is incredibly hard to navigate, but that's why we have Real Estate Agents I Trust. We did the vetting for you. Glenn's team went out and looked for agents who have great marketing plans, great track record, and have really committed themselves to their industry. Plus, and I love this, they're fans of the show, so you're going to have that in common with them. Nothing worse than driving around your area looking for homes with somebody who says, hey, you know who I love is that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's fantastic, isn't she? Not only is she hot, but her policies are fantastic.
Yeah, there are some
awkward
some professions you probably shouldn't talk about.
Yeah, you really don't want to. Real Estate Agents I Trust, it's the best way to buy or sell a home in America. Buy or sell fast and for the right price with the team at realestateagentsitrust.com. That's realestateagentsitrust.com.
Unleashed.
Oh, yeah. And the Green Deal, the new Green Deal, which we all love so much. How tired are you of air travel? Man, the last thing I want to do is get there fast.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
In fact, when I go to the travel agency, mm-hmm. which, I mean, everybody does, right?
Mm-hmm.
You say, I want to get there the slowest way possible.
Do you have a horse and buggy?
Maybe.
I'm
about to invest in one.
I better, because if you got a horse and buggy I can rent, I'll just take it to Utah. That'll be great for me. I don't want to be there in 2 hours and 10 minutes.
No.
don't want that because I don't want to kill the environment. I really don't.
Hell, I'll walk if I have to.
Exactly.
Just
right?
To save the planet?
That's what it was good enough for the pioneers. Yeah. It's good enough for us.
Mm-hmm.
Top advisor to New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has admitted that an official New Green Deal document posted by Ocasio-Cortez's office contained a guarantee of economic security even for those who are unwilling to work. But here's what he said a few days ago.
Oh, no. So thanks very much for coming on. So thanks, can I ask the obvious question? Why would we ever pay people who are, quote, unwilling to work?
We never would, right? And AOC has never said anything like that, right?
Oh,
I think
right.
You're referring to
right.
some sort of document that some doctored document that somebody other than us has been circulating.
Oh, I thought that came right from her. That was in the background or from her office, is my understanding.
No. She's actually tweeted it out to laugh at it. If you look at her latest tweets,
really?
It seems that apparently some Republicans have put it out there.
Man.
I don't know the
details.
Oh, well,
good. Well, then thank you for correcting me. I mean, because it seemed a little ridiculous.
Don't give in, Tucker.
Almost as ridiculous Tucker. As the idea that we're going to build enough light rail to make airplanes unnecessary, which I think actually is from.
Either, Tucker.
I don't know where you got that, Tucker.
Actually on our side about this. If you actually read the actual plan, right, there's nothing about getting rid of anything. It's about expanding menu options, right?
No, you're not right. And he's finally admitted that. He's not right about any of that.
Oh, no.
So he just either sat there and lied to Tucker Carlson. Or just had no idea what he was talking about, despite the fact that he was part of it. He helped write it.
What Green New Deal? What are you talking about?
I haven't heard
that phrase in my life.
We actually tweeted that out to mock it, to make fun of it. I don't even know what you're talking about, Tucker. In fact, I think we're together on this plan. I think you'd love it.
Oh, no.
So it is there, the economic security for all who are unable or unwilling to work. That line was in it. I don't know if they've taken it out by now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first they tweaked it. Then they just said, you know what?
Jeez.
Just take it down and say we never put it out.
Yeah. It is amazing to see the lying that can be done in an age where you can easily prove the lies.
Yeah.
It's inconceivable.
Oh, wait.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. I do.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Apparently not. Apparently not. Also, Ocasio-Cortez contradicted herself in 12 hours over this new Green Deal thing. In a head-turning moment heard around the internet, Ocasio-Cortez said she's never said anything like that, and so did her advisor, as you just saw. And then she turned around and said, yeah, well, you know what? I guess it was there, and we've just taken that down now.
Grief. Oh, welcome to Congress. You're terrible at this.
Oh, my gosh. She's so bad. She seriously is.
Yeah.
Ignorant, I think. And, you know, she may not be stupid. I don't know. She's just ignorant of facts. Well, and then she lies. So... call that what you will. But there's a lot of dishonesty in office, and she's getting away with it. Nobody seems to care. None of her supporters care.
You think that the Democrats are going to primary her?
No. I think they just want the seat. And so I don't know if they want a contentious fight.
They could have anybody in that seat. Yeah, but then they have to spend money. Yeah, I don't know.
Be interesting. Pelosi might just find somebody because she's causing a lot of problems for her.
Yeah, it's like, look... that's a blue seat.
Yeah.
All you have to do is keep it warm. Don't screw this up. But boy, she is doing the opposite of that.
Ooh, she really is.
Terrible.
Her new chief of staff, too. He's not new. He's been there for a while.
That guy looks like Kramer from Seinfeld.
Is that what he looks like?
Oh, yeah, man. He's got that. Put a still shot of him. He's got that hair that goes on for days. Anyway.
He's a big fan, I know this, a big fan of Nazi Imperial Japan collaborator because he wore the guy's t-shirt with his face on it. He wore the...
That's obscure, man. You got to really be a fan.
Yeah, you do. His name is...
What?
The name of the Nazi and Japan collaborator is Subhas Chandra Bose, and it's Sekat Chakrabarty, who is the Ocasio-Cortez chief of staff. And this Bose person was an ally of Adolf Hitler and Imperial Japan.
Wow. So he went a twofer there.
Yeah. Yeah. And you think, well, if Donald Trump had hired a person who openly supported a Nazi Hitler collaborator, what kind of reception would that person get? Would Donald Trump get in the press?
You know that nobody in the press would even notice. They let it go.
Right.
And if they did, yeah, they would just say, it's not that big of a deal. Come on.
Jeez. I mean, it's just amazing. What does it take today to get the American people riled up enough to act and to understand where this country is headed right now? We have to wake up. This is the most extreme group of people ever assembled in elected office. We need to wake up. And we've got to oppose their policies and oppose them and bring this stuff to light so that our millennial generation be coming up to be the leaders in the next generation, understand the important issues of the day, understand what's at stake here.
But Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman from Minnesota, she apologized. Pat, what else do you want? She said she was sorry-ish.
Ish?
She had some...
Yeah, it really was an ish type of apology, wasn't it?
Yeah, we got it up on the screen there. Let's put her...
Yeah, let's see it.
Yeah, all right. It's right there in front of you, Pat. Right there. Next to your right hand. If you want to take a look at her awesome apology. Look at this.
It's powerful.
It is.
As I'm looking at it here, I see that it's very, very, very powerful. Anti-Semitism is real, and I'm grateful for Jewish allies and colleagues who are educating me on the painful history of anti-Semitic tropes. My intention is never to offend my constituents or Jewish Americans as a whole. No, she only wants to offend them individually and in smaller groups. We have to always be willing to step back and think through criticism, just as I expect people to hear me when others attack me for my identity.
Oh, turn your apology into a victim card.
Yep.
Beautiful.
They're adept at that.
Oh.
They are adept at that. This is why I unequivocally apologize. At the same time, I thought it was unequivocal.
Yeah, I was about to say, you keep using that word.
I don't think it means what you think it means. At the same time, I reaffirm the problematic role of lobbyists in our politics, whether it be AIPAC, the NRA, or the fossil fuel industry.
He takes a dig at Israel still.
Now, the Tides Foundation, not a problem. Don't worry about them. Or George Soros, or any groups that Tom Steyer has put together. Those are fine. But it's gone on too long, and we must be willing to address it.
Well,
an apology.
There's a great apology. We can wash our hands of this. We're
apology
done.
Accepted. Let's Good. Move on.
Moving on. All right. She's the worst.
Wow. This is just crazy land. Cosmo Hurts Kids, a great campaign started by Victoria Hurst, and... You know, she's really kind of single-handedly launched this thing and carried it for a long time, taking on Cosmopolitan magazine, which is interesting because, of course, her family, the Hearst Corporation, publishes the magazine. But she believes Cosmo contains pornography, and she believes pornography is harmful to kids, so you shouldn't have access to it if you're under 18. Now, if you don't believe that Cosmo is filled with porn, check out some of the articles. Like, you can meet Cosmo's bigger... better, brand newer astrology section. It's enough to satisfy even the Virgoiest of Virgos.
Oh yeah, Virgoiest?
Mm-hmm.
You use that word all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't act like you.
It tells
seen
you that. All of what you need to have great sex, no matter what your zodiac sign. It's awesome. Okay. If you'd like it not to be sold to anybody under 18, visit CosmoHurtsKids.com and find out what you can do to help. It's CosmoHurtsKids.com.
This is Pat Gray Unleashed.
888-933-93. Yeah, Pat Unleashed on Twitter. Subway Sandwich Kurt tweets, Keith has his snark on today, it seems.
Oh, that's not true. I'm never snarky at all.
AOC's chief of staff, from Lone Wolf 2969. A Democrat operative lied? Shocked. Orson Welles Fishbowl. Pat just played that clip without the word we need. Rude. I don't think that's true.
Did we not say that it's inconceivable?
I think we did say it's inconceivable.
So, I mean, maybe not. But look, I've got three squares marked off on my board.
There are three squares. Yes.
Figure it out.
from Smallmouth Bass Kurt, Pat and Keith must have got the pastel color day memo. And why do I care about their shirts? That's a good, really good question.
I don't know,
yes.
But we made that comment this morning.
That's right.
Wow, we're so pastel-y today.
It's almost Easter time. conservatarian lady. So, Pat, you asked Keith who pays his salary.
Oh, yeah.
I think you should just dust off that golden oldie.
Yeah, why didn't we hear that, Pat? Come on.
Pat?
Play the clip. Why are your hands still locked in front of you? They should. There you go. They need to be over there at the machine looking for that clip, please. The people demand. I demand it. That's what matters. Uh-huh. Please play it.
All right.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
Ah, that brings back memories.
Well, it's
it?
Brilliance, is what it is. So, does that count for a square or?
I think it does.
See, but we're in the middle of tweets. Rob says no, and he
Rob
is
says no. Oh
the
boy,
CEO of Bingo.
Oh boy, okay.
So we're only at three.
Mm-hmm.
it's in tweets. You didn't sing it.
And lastly, on this particular round of tweets, from Billy Bob and Festus's Bleach and Rope Depot. I do believe that's where Jussie Smollett does all of his shopping.
Well, some of
virtually all of his shopping is done there. Pat and Keith, Democrats say they're for guaranteed jobs, but will destroy you if you use the wrong pronoun.
Yeah.
Then you'll see that guaranteed pay and fast.
Yep.
Then that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's
a mad world, but
it is.
Boy, Jussie Smollett.
Speaking of Jussie Smollett,
with that guy?
I guess he's decided to finally turn over his phone records.
It only took a week.
Provided them, I think 2 weeks it's been, right? It's been almost 2 weeks now. He turned them over yesterday. Phone records from Jussie's manager were sent to police on February 5th, and Jussie's records were sent over this morning. Both were sent to chief of staff, to the superintendent of police, Robert Bulk. Who they have said they have Jussie's records from within an hour of the incident. The police confirmed receipt of the records. Wait, from within an hour? So after the incident, when he said he was speaking to him during the incident. Right? Isn't that kind of key?
Yeah. I think they're saying that on 1 hour ahead of the incident and an hour after. Hours window.
All right. Yeah, that's probably right. So cops requested Smollett's phone records, trying to corroborate the conversation with the manager. Still, that doesn't prove anything, if you ask me. Both men allege Smollett was called the F word for homosexuals and the N word during the attack. And both said they heard the words MAGA country.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Because that's such a conservative area. Who knows how many people there? There's got to be at least
a good half dozen in Cook County alone.
The police said they wanted the records so they could independently verify the two men's accounts, which is needed for criminal investigation. They still, after 2 weeks, have not been able to find any evidence of the attack. They see Smollett all over the place, but they can't find anybody attacking him at all. Plus, he supposedly held on to a Subway sandwich during and after the attack.
I mean, sometimes,
right?
You're so hungry. I am hangry nonstop. And so if I'm in that position, I'm not letting go of my food.
Well,
either.
You're going to guard. I mean, you're going to set it down somewhere for safe. Yeah. You're going to say, hey, excuse me, guys, I know you're going to beat me in a second here, but it's important that I save this meatball sandwich because it's.
Yeah.
Delicious.
And here's the thing. You speak of a meatball sandwich, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Subway is really skimpy with their napkins. You get one, maybe two in the bag, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Meatball sandwich, man, you need a handful. You need a wad of napkins.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. If it were a meatball sandwich, he needed extra napkins just for the sandwich itself. Plus, he had to wipe off bleach.
Yeah, right.
I mean, what a rough night for Jussie,
that's
man.
That's a tough night.
Need some napkins.
I don't care who you are.
And
that's
by the way,
a tough night.
You know what took so long to turn over his phone? It's Smollett couldn't find a few hours where he could be without his phone.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So just... Yeah,
that's great.
I mean, I was attacked, but I'm not...
But hey, place. Look, I've got I got texting to do. I can't be bothered turning this over to you to catch the people who beat me. A neighbor of Jussie has come forward. In fact, several neighbors. Uh-huh. And they said, yeah, we don't believe this happened the way he said it did. A Jin Muhammad, who lives in the apartment complex, same one as the actor, said, I've been in this neighborhood for 5 years. I don't believe it. Not around here. Half the people are gay and the other half are black. So, yeah. A patron at Lizzie McNeil's Irish Pub, about a block from the alleged incident, told the paper that Smollett's account doesn't really make sense. She said it's a lie because Chicago's the most liberal city around. They have cameras everywhere. Why can't they find the attack?
Yep.
But, of course, we still have him claiming that those at 2 in the morning, 10 to 20 below zero chill factor, two white men wearing ski masks found him after he came out of Subway. Just happened to be there and there. Oh, wow. Hey, aren't you that F word person, homosexual type, Empire N word? Before pouring bleach on him and putting a noose around his neck and yelling, this is MAGA country. Yeah.
Look, it's 2019. There's a chance it happened. Yeah. But at this point...
There is a chance. I think it's like a slim one.
Just such a small one.
I'm sorry. I just don't... I don't buy it.
Is it because you hate...
No, it is not.
Okay.
No, it has nothing to do with hate.
Okay, sure.
I'm skeptical because this has happened many, many times.
So many times.
And... Chicago's one of the most surveilled cities in the world. It doesn't make any sense. They haven't seen any evidence of it yet. Just, I don't buy it. 888-933-93. Still, we'll keep an eye on it and see what happens. He's sticking to it. I'll give him that. Brian in West Virginia. Hi, you're on the Blaze.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Mm-hmm. Hi there.
Hey, lot to unpack. But first, on the Jussie Smollett, and Keith said this last week, that bleach freezes at 19 degrees, so they didn't pour bleach on him. They threw a block of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then second, Smallmouth Bass Kirk, that is a Twitter contributor all the time, he had a surgery, so hearts and prayers go out to him for recovery.
Absolutely. Yep.
And then finally, my point was, I'd called you all about a month and a half ago about taking over volunteering for a class for kids that's gotten kicked out. They come to me. Instead of getting kicked out, we do PT and civics. It's military-based thing. Anyway, was trying to find something to show them, put others above themselves, and located Tim Ballard's Operation Underground Railroad documentary on Amazon Prime. It's called Operation Toussaint, I believe. I may be slightly mispronouncing it, but it had Glenn in it, and even caught a frame with you, Pat, as you and Glenn were getting off a plane, and
in Haiti,
I see you in the background.
Yeah
in Haiti, correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I showed that to the kids, you know, just to open their eyes to the fact of the prevalence of child slavery and the way that one man can make a difference. And I just wanted to, you know, let you all know about that. And as far
That's awesome.
As
Thank
the
you.
Class is going,
mm-hmm.
The kids are buying in. It's really turning a corner, and I think we're turning some lives around. I've got one kid that's about ready to pass his final drug test and get back into regular school. And so just continued prayers from your audience for the success of this.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Brian. Yeah. Appreciate what you're doing.
Thanks for doing the Lord's work.
That's fantastic. Yep.
Wow.
888-933-93. Let me tell you about Home Title Lock, because there has just been another data breach last week, week before, something like that, with 24 million more people exposed. This is a crime that could cost you your home. If you have a mortgage or a refi through a major bank, this breach now puts you at further risk of losing every dollar of equity you have in your home, or maybe even your home. This breach gave scammers everything they need to steal your home's title. They forge your signature as a seller. They refile your home under a new name and then take out loans against your equity. You get stuck with the payments, of course. And you don't know that until the late payment notices start showing up, or you get an eviction order. Your bank can't protect you. Neither does insurance or some other identity theft program. Just Home Title Lock. They specialize in this. This is what they do. Home Title Lock protects my home, and you need it too. Give yourself that peace of mind that you're protected from this kind of nonsense. Go to HomeTitleLock.com, register for your free title scan and report. $100 value, free with your sign up. HomeTitleLock.com.
This is Pat Gray Unleashed.
In a Rasmussen poll, always a tad friendlier to President Trump than the others, but his approval in Rasmussen is at 52% now. Mm. He's 5 points above water in the Rasmussen poll. That's incredible. It's his highest number since March 6th of 2017, 2 years ago almost. That's less than 7 weeks after he took office. So Monday's numbers came from surveys conducted during the 3 weekdays following the State of the Union address. I do think, one, Rasmussen is friendlier to Trump than others. But two, I actually believe the State of the Union address probably did help boost his numbers. Because it was a good address. It really was. So he needs this right now, too. He could really use a little bump here.
Yeah, you would have thought that maybe he had some momentum coming out of that speech to maybe get his way more on the border wall slash government shutdown funding situation. But, wow, that's...
Right, we'll get into that in a second. Uh-huh. But just to put this into perspective, in the Real Clear Politics average, Rasmussen is about 10 points above the average of the other polls.
Oh, wow. 10 So you weren't points. Kidding when you said it's
It's a little sweeter for him there.
Okay.
But still, again, I do think the State of the Union helped. And so maybe. But supposedly they have reached now, Democrat and Republican negotiators have supposedly reached an agreement in principle on a spending bill that would avert a government shutdown. So
there's rejoicing now, right?
Yes. Yay! Oh, yay!
No
but
more
not
shutdown.
So much. I mean, they probably will avoid the shutdown because I don't think anybody has the giblets to go through that again. And nor do we want to, but nobody's going to force that issue after the beating that everybody got last time. But three people familiar with the tentative agreement said that this new accord would provide a whopping $1,375,000,000 to build 55 miles. A full 55. We're not talking about 50 or 45. We're talking about 55 miles of new border barrier.
That's virtually Brownsville to San Diego, right? That's how.
Well, give her.
Some people don't have maps, so I'm just kind of, I'm ballparking.
Give or take 1,950 miles.
So maybe this is metric. Maybe, yeah.
And then we have no idea how far that is. There's no way to tell.
Wow, that's pathetic.
And it's just slightly below the $5.7 billion he wanted. And the $25 billion overall it will actually cost to build the thing. So
we're baby steps. Mm-hmm. And it's not like, look, I mean, if they're coming all the way from South America and then they get up to a 55-mile-long wall.
Yeah, 55
they're
miles.
They're probably uh-huh. saying, you know what? This sucks.
Yeah.
We tried
there's
to
no
get
way
in
around
where they
it.
Put that wall, so I guess we'll no just way around hike it. Another 2,000 miles south and head back home.
Right.
Because we can't just, turn left and walk for another 55 miles.
Or plot our route to avoid those 55 miles. And, take a straight shot somewhere else.
Stupid.
It's ludicrous. It's asinine.
Oh, good grief.
I don't know. I don't know.
55 miles. Okay, well, sounds like a good compromise. Boy, Republicans always do well with these compromises.
Don't they? Good negotiators. They're good at playing the public relations game. They're terrific. You would think that there's never been an easier time to take on the Democrats than right now.
Yes, exactly. The momentum out of the speech, the week the Democrats have had. Oh, my goodness. You know what we need to do, Pat? We just need to give Republicans the House and the Senate and the presidency.
Right. Then they'd
they'll take care of this thing on day one.
Then they'd be able to do it. I don't really. I know I've said it a million times. I can't fathom how inept the Republican Party is. Right now is the perfect time. They've got this ridiculous, like, fairy tale plan for the Green New Deal that they could be hammering. Mm-hmm. They've got these anti-Semites in government. They've got socialists crawling out of the woodwork, openly stating their Marxist policies, and they can't do anything with it, with any of it?
And seriously, the only mouthpiece for the right is Donald Trump with his tweets and his comments at speeches and his snarky comments, right?
Yeah.
It's not like if the Republicans were smart and anybody but Mitch McConnell were running the Senate, he would be on TV with Trump's blessing, I'm sure, saying, all right, that's a really cute, you know, cow farts and airplanes, but even if you get it out of the House, you can send it over here, but we're just going to laugh it right back to you. But they're not doing anything.
Nothing.
Everybody else is carrying the water through Twitter and social media and on places like The Blaze and Fox News.
That's what it always is.
And it's so demoralizing.
It is. I can't get my... It's so pathetic. 55 miles and $1.3 billion? Shut up.
Shut up, you.
That's just... Ugh. It's, I mean, it's so frustrating. Where do you even go with it? I don't know.
Well, you go to Brownsville, and you walk 55 miles, and then you stop. That's where you go with it, apparently.
That's what you do. And 55, $1.3 billion, what a great deal, huh?
That's
something.
But hey, at least the national parks will stay open, you know? So
yeah, I'm excited about that.
You're a big national park fan?
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I practically live in national parks. I try to hit one about every 35 to 45 years.
So you're not really an outdoors kind of guy. So you really don't have a dog in this budget fight.
No. Mm-hmm. Except for the fact that I think it might be valuable for the United States of America to actually have a budget. What if we actually had a budget?
What does that word even mean? Teach me.
I don't know. Ask my wife.
Okay.
She's the one that deals with it. That must be what they do in government, too. Yeah. Hey, where's our budget? I don't know. Ask our wives. She takes care of it. Huh. All right.
Ask the Treasury Department.
Yeah, they take care of it.
Yeah. Why do we need to know how much stuff costs?
Did you see I don't know if he's just pulling this out of his butt, but the president is using a figure for the new Green Deal of $100 trillion. Wow. And I believe it. To rebuild or repair all structures in America, to build a train track across the oceans?
No.
That's got to be...
I missed that one.
That's got to be really easy, right? Maybe not cheap, but very, very easy.
Why are Republicans seizing on this moment,
I don't know.
Man?
I don't know. Nothing could be easier.
They leave it to the president to do all of this work, man.
Ah. Yep.
He's got no time for morons, except Friday. It's Pat Gray Unleashed.
Great to have you with us. Before the show started, Keith was trying to show me this Bill Nye the Science Guy rant on abortion.
Oh, I thought you'd enjoy it.
Oh, geez. I couldn't do it. I said, I can only handle it once. My eyes can only spew so much blood before I just collapse.
And never mind what's going to happen to your ears here in a second.
So the brilliant Bill Nye who's all about science, well, he's a science guy,
yeah.
Takes on the pro-lifers and puts us in our place.
Yeah.
Here it is.
If you're going to say when an egg is fertilized, it's therefore all has the same rights as an individual, then who are you going to sue? Whom are you going to sue? Whom are you going to imprison? Every woman who's had a fertilized egg pass through her? Every guy whose sperm has fertilized an egg and then it didn't become a human? Have all these people failed you? It's just a reflection of a deep scientific lack of understanding. You literally or you apparently literally don't know what you're talking about. And so when it comes to women's rights with respect to their reproduction, I think you should leave it to women. It's really, cannot help but notice. I'm not the first guy to observe this. You have a lot of men of European descent passing these extraordinary laws based on ignorance.
Really?
Sorry, you guys. I know it was written, or your interpretation of a book written 5,000 years ago, 50 centuries ago.
No, it wasn't written you think 50 centuries ago.
That when a man and a woman have sexual intercourse, they always have a baby.
What?
That's wrong.
And yeah, no.
So to pass laws on that belief is inconsistent with nature.
Pause it for a second. Wait, whoever said that? Whoever said every time you have intercourse, you're going to have a baby? What is the matter with this guy?
And of course, he started this whole rant telling us we didn't know what we were talking about.
Right.
Okay.
Does Bill Nye think every time you have sex,
the
egg gets fertilized? What in the world? His psycho babble doesn't even make sense.
All
right, let's hear the rest.
A man and a woman have sexual intercourse, they always have a baby. That's wrong.
Oh,
and
thank you.
To pass laws based on that belief is inconsistent with nature. I mean, it's hard not to get frustrated with this, everybody.
It sure is. It sure is.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, talk. Here we go.
Nobody likes abortion. Okay.
That's wrong. Of course they do.
Tell somebody
what are you talking
what
about?
To do. I mean,
but pause that for a second. Nobody likes abortion?
Boy.
Every Democrat is in love and practically worships
the folks,
abortion.
Yeah, all the Democrat leaders in New York State were really smiling, jovial, ear-to-ear grins when they signed that bill into law.
It's a religion.
Yeah.
It's a religion to the left. What are you kidding me? Nobody likes abortion? No, you're right. They love abortion. They worship at the altar of abortion. Planned Parenthood are the high priests of your religion. Let's hear the rest.
Oh, nobody likes abortion.
So ridiculous.
You can't tell somebody what to do. I mean, she has rights.
Of course you can.
This.
When it comes
especially
to murder, of course
like
you
the
can.
Guy that got her pregnant. Like she doesn't want anything.
What is she
to do
doing with,
her
the guy who got her pregnant if she doesn't like
if she
him?
Were raped and all this.
Well, yeah. Okay.
So
especially then,
it's very frustrating on the outside.
It sure is. It's frustrating on both sides.
We have so many more important things to be dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many more problems. To squander resources on this argument based on bad science, on just lack of understanding.
Wow. Okay. That's. That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That is...
Well, we haven't seen him in a while. I'm glad he came out of the woodwork to tell us, put us in our place on abortion.
Isn't it? It's a good thing. This is the same guy who, if there was a microbe of bacteria on the surface of Mars, he would be all a Twitter over the fact, and I don't mean the social media platform, he'd be tingly all over his body about there being life on Mars. But that life inside a woman on this planet is meaningless, completely meaningless. Why do we even have to look at his long horse-like face. Why do we have to do it?
and we're supposed to listen to the guy who recently, in recent years, a couple years ago, was telling us that you're not... It's not determined if you're a boy or a girl when you're in the womb or something.
Yeah.
Remember the chromosome thing?
Which was the exact opposite of what he said on his show.
I'm listening to this guy. Come on. Shut up.
His show actually went through the whole process of having a baby, and then he completely contradicted himself later on because he's become such a radical extremist and such an absolute hater of Christianity,
of common sense,
and common sense and logic. Jeez. I mean, that is agonizing. Is that one of our words? I think that's on a previous.
Man, you've been hitting a lot of previous.
Yeah, dang it. That's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad he talked down to us a little bit there. That's nice. I'm glad to see that he's so profoundly intelligent that, you know, us mere mortals, we just can't relate to his incredible intellect.
Man.
Thank you, Bill, for bringing some proper perspective to that.
When's this hero going to run for president?
God, wouldn't that be great? He'd probably be elected.
No, stop. Making me sad.
Let me tell you about Optima Tax Relief before my head explodes. Consider what's at stake when the IRS has you in their sights. Your paycheck is, your bank account, your business, even your home. You could lose virtually everything. You know better to deal with than to deal with the IRS all by yourself. You need expert help. And all the experts out there aren't alike. Optima Tax Relief is America's number one tax resolution firm. Optima knows that behind every tax problem are just honest, hardworking Americans with families and paychecks and bank accounts they need to protect. When you engage Optima to fight for you and protect what's yours, you're getting a proven, award-winning team. It's a team that can help you stop the aggressive collection actions and help you put your IRS problem behind you. That's how Optima has saved nearly $1 billion for their clients. Call for your free consultation. While you still have some options here, call 800-699-6140, 800-699-6140, Optima Tax Relief.
He's Pat Gray, he's Unleashed, and he's on the Blaze.
Meanwhile, after listening to Bill Nye, the non-science guy, we have this great story. From Los Angeles County, where you don't hear a lot of great stories usually.
I was just about to say, boy, that's a risk you're taking there if we're going to LA County for this.
They have what's called the Baby Safe Surrender program, where you can take your baby if you don't want your baby and you have no intention of raising it. So as an alternative, a tremendous alternative to just leaving the baby somewhere, dumping it in a dumpster, whatever, that we've seen a million times. The program allows a parent or legal guardian to confidentially hand over the infant 3 days old or younger at any fire station, hospital, or some other designated safe surrender site. And so a young mom who just had twins that were perfectly healthy, they were cared for, they'd been cleaned up and fed, and their young mom brought them to a fire station and said, I can't do it. So now a loving family is going to be able to raise these two precious little kids.
Well, that's great.
She surrendered both infants around 8:30 on Monday and then left. No questions asked. That's their thing. And the firefighters and the mayor praising the woman for a loving decision. Laura Foss, a spokesperson for Pregnancy Resource Center in nearby Victorville, said, I was amazed when I heard what this brave young mother did for her babies. For this mother to take the initiative to surrender her babies shows just how much she really loves those babies. So there is an alternative.
Yeah.
You know, in New York, what would they do with this new law? They could have killed both babies after birth. They just put them down. Whatever.
Which is, you got to be like the governor of Virginia who wants them to be comfortable as they're dying.
Well, yeah, you don't want, you know,
don't want to
discomfort while you're killing someone. That's so. It's just nice to know that some good things are still happening in this world.
Yeah, I was looking to see if Planned Parenthood had ever said anything about these safe haven laws. You know,
yeah.
And I found that Planned Parenthood in Vermont apparently is a place where you can drop off your baby after birth. It's a safe haven location. That, I think, I would have a conflict with.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to the fire station.
Wow.
Wow. I'm not taking my kid to Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, because what are they going to do? Sell the baby for parts?
Right.
Like a used car. That's what they would do. It's really amazing. Really, when you think of
what we talk about
every day.
It's just me.
And especially the abortion issue, because you're talking about a baby, a human being. And everybody knows that's a human being. They're trying to deny it on the left, but their denials don't make any less true.
Yeah, you'd think that
the fact that they are babies.
We could find some common ground on this issue. But no, we're to the point where babies being born and then murdered, that's off the table. We're not going to be able to curtail that, at least in the state of New York.
We've gone so far beyond Roe v. Wade that that used to be their holy grail. Well, now we've just, that's so far in the rearview mirror that the right that started with, we gave them an inch, they took about 5,000 miles after that.
And they'll probably take 5,000 more.
Oh, they will if we allow it.
Yep.
But fortunately, now we've joined the fight and we're in it to stay. So hopefully as we stand up and, you know, make our feelings known, it'll make a difference. Then we have this 27-year-old man from India who is suing his parents. And he says, look, I have a good relationship with them.
Oh, we did.
But they brought me into the world without my consent.
Yeah.
Did you guys talk about this last week?
What a loser. I mean, I'm sorry you weren't available to give consent, jerk.
Well, except he was.
Well, what do you mean?
Yeah, we've all given our consent to be born.
I'm sorry?
At least that's what I believe. I believe that, yes, in fact, you did want to be born. And
Well, let's apply this
you
to
don't
this
remember
guy's
that,
court but, case here. Mm-hmm. And were they supposed to go into the womb and have a conversation with him and make sure that, hey, you know, you good being born, dude? Because, is that his legal argument here? I didn't give consent?
Yeah, it is.
So, okay.
Consent.
Sorry we didn't crawl up in there and have a chat with you before you were born, loser.
Plus, he says that he's had a good life.
Yeah.
Well, then, what are you doing? What is this? What kind of nonsense are you spewing here? And, you know, in India, where they have 1.3 billion people, who knows? He might win. he just might win. I don't understand necessarily. He likes his life. He doesn't not want to be alive.
Uh-huh.
And he loves his parents. But I guess forcing a child into this world and then forcing that child to grow up and be a responsible human being, and live
a good life.
That's just unconscionable. Crazy. It's a crazy world. 888-900-3393.
And 2019 has only just begun, Pat.
Yeah. When was the last time you had your ears professionally cleaned? If ever. If they itch or you got some pain there or just that plugged up feeling, WaxRx is a physician-developed technology that safely and effectively removes all that. And then it soothes your ears with a pH-conditioned formula. And now you can use WaxRx without a prescription. No more expensive trips to the doctor. No more wasted time using cotton swabs or other solutions that don't solve anything. They just make the problem worse. Try the WaxRx system risk-free today. Go to usewaxrx.com. Use the offer code radio at checkout and you'll get free shipping. Try it. I think you're going to love this. And it's reusable. You're going to save a lot of money. You don't need to go to the doctor's office anymore. Try this instead. Usewaxrx.com, offer code radio.
Pat Pat Gray Unleashed.
We were just talking about the guy in India, 27-year-old guy, suing his parents because he didn't ask to be born. And yet they forced birth on him. Then raised him to be a responsible human being. He enjoyed his life. He loves his parents. But how dare you have me bring me into this world against my will?
Sounds like we just found a test case for the New York law.
Well, I proclaimed it wasn't against his will. I think we all agreed to come here. And so Keith was asking me about where that goofy belief came from.
Oh, is that how I said that?
I think it was something like that. Yeah, pretty close.
Wow.
I'm paraphrasing.
Okay. Good talk.
So that's in the Bible or your Book of Mormon stuff?
I believe I said it just like that as well,
or,
ladies and gentlemen.
Or is it from a Cracker Jack's box? Where'd you get that?
Well, no, I did say it that. Yes, yeah, of course I've said
remember
that.
Remember that?
Totally what I said. I led with the Cracker Jack.
So tell me what this means.
We're going to do this now?
Yeah, we're going to do this now. Well, when else would I do it?
I don't know.
Jeremiah 1. Okay, Jeremiah 1, verse 5. Mm-hmm. It's God talking to Jeremiah.
Okay.
Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. So he was foreordained to be a prophet before his birth. So was he the only one?
Well, he was the ordained.
Only one that was... that was known by the Lord? The rest of us were what?
Well,
where were we?
That's the King James Version. I mean, New International Version says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.
Right,
before
so they changed thee to you.
Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations.
Exactly. So what do you get from that?
It says to me that he knew us. Doesn't mean that we necessarily knew him. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay, but we were there. We were...
I formed you in the womb.
So we didn't know our... Father or
before I formed
father.
You in the womb, I knew you. Okay, so he knows
he knew,
me.
He knew us, but we don't know him.
Dude knows all the hairs on my head. There are some things he knows that I don't know.
Right, so but doesn't that show you an existence before birth?
Before, yeah,
whether
absolutely.
You knew him or not, the point is, you existed before.
I wasn't
birth.
Arguing that.
Okay,
all right. I was saying, where did we give our consent to be born? Before you were born, I set you apart.
That comes into a deeper discussion of a plan laid out for us that we agreed to.
We agreed
and
to.
If you want to know more,
okay.
I got guys in white shirts on bikes that'll pedal over to your house very day.
Short sleeves and ties, You know, Jeffy and I, maybe you can go with us. We're going down to the Scientology place here in the near future to watch their little flick that you can watch for free. It's just running throughout the day, apparently. And, you know, the more the merrier because, you know, we might need help getting out of there. So you're going to go with Jeffy and I when we go down to the site? No, you're not going to do that?
Not.
Can you wait in the car, leave it running out front?
No.
Dang it. Okay.
Is there a Scientology place here? Is that what you're doing?
It's it's 8 minutes
in Irving?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's just down the interstate.
Okay.
We're going.
Bonnie in Kentucky. Hi, you're on the Blaze.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Don't fight, guys. Don't fight.
No,
don't
we're
fight.
Not fighting. We're not fighting at all.
I don't fight anymore.
Yeah.
I've given up on everything. True story.
Keith, honey, we all are part of God's plan.
Right.
When we were born, and with by his blessing, by his love, and we were going to grow up to be a human being. We did not know him personally, but we were going to when we were born. Our spirits.
So he knew us, but we didn't know him, is what you think?
Well, I mean, we don't know him in, like, I met, like, if I'd have met you, okay? I'm talking about, but spiritually, he's our spiritual guide. And when we were born, honey, he was there with us.
Yeah.
And he'll be with us when we die.
Yeah.
He'll be with us when we go to heaven. So, children, don't fight.
Right.
Please don't fight.
No, we're not fighting.
Wow.
We're not fighting. We're just discussing.
I don't feel that we were fighting at all. And plus, I also would like to point out Bonnie's on my side on this.
Yeah.
I'm on both sides.
Okay.
I understand a point on each side.
All right.
But I have a wonderful story I've just got to tell you. When you were talking about the Los Angeles area and you could take your baby and all this to some place without repercussion and they can take the baby and the baby can be raised or babies, however the situation, I need to tell you a story that happened to a dear friend of mine. Her and her husband wanted to adopt. People don't realize here in America... people want to adopt.
Oh, millions of people.
Babies need to be born.
Mm-hmm.
They deserve it. It is pure murder. I think I would just, I'll scream if I talk any more about that, because I cry, I get prey, because this is so disgusting.
It is, yeah.
But what I want to tell you is such a beautiful story. This young couple in the military, they already had children, but they wanted to adopt and give children home. And so while they were in the military in the Philippines, they kept trying to say, well, we'll try over here. They got a phone call one day, and they had found a baby in the garbage, near the garbage dump.
Oh, man.
And they took it to the hospital, and on the way to the hospital with the ambulance, they contacted this young couple. And they said, yes, yes. They rushed to the hospital. And on the way to the hospital, one of the gentlemen in the car said, we also found another one. And without even looking at each other, they both said at the same time, can we have them both? And they adopted them. They grew up to the most beautiful, fine young men, fathers.
Mm.
And one's a businessman, and I believe the other one's become an attorney. They are wonderful young men, wonderful young men. Now, yes, they probably, if they could have adopted children here in America, you know, that would have been great. Now, I cannot say, but I think if people are listening, if they need to find out, so I want to bring this up, if you don't mind me saying this. I know this happened in Los Angeles, but mm-hmm. you know what? If there's young women out there who just aren't able, through money, emotionally, mentally, physically, whatever it might be, you cannot raise your baby. Take it to the hospital. Take mm-hmm. it to the fire department. Now, I can't sit here and say that I know there will be no repercussions. They may ask you your name and stuff, and you can say to them, please, I cannot take care of my child. Please, I want someone to adopt it and mm-hmm. get these babies. So let's not throw these babies in the trash. Let's
right.
not be disgusting human beings against life. God put us here. Mm-hmm. We were blessed to put here. And we don't need to throw them away like they're just yesterday's garbage. They are precious life.
Absolutely.
So I am begging people in America, if you're listening and you know someone who's expecting and they don't know what to do, if they honestly mm-hmm. feel they can't or they're so young, please
yep.
take them. Take them. Call the police department, whoever you can, mm-hmm. your preacher, your priest, whatever.
Yep.
We need babies to be born and to be loved and cherished.
Thanks,
not
Bonnie.
Abused and abandoned.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Exactly right. And in most states now, I don't think there are repercussions. They'll willingly take the babies.
Yeah.
Let me take a minute and talk about life, your life, the life of people you care about. It's easy to forget, but you don't just owe yourself being healthy. You owe it to those who love you. We recently had a health crisis hit the Blaze, of course, in a really personal way. Thank goodness Jeffy is okay, but it's an important reminder how delicate life can be. You can be healthier. You can get the nutrients your body needs and craves with Field of Greens. Real, every scoop is certified real organic, USDA organic fruits and vegetables, complete with antioxidants, real food. And if it wasn't for Field of Greens, I would never get my daily supply of vegetables. Go to BrickHousePat.com, get 15% off your first order with the offer code PAT. A better you awaits. It's BrickHousePat.com, offer code PAT. Biblical verses. You know, Nancy Pelosi was just speaking to a group of Christian university presidents, and she quoted her favorite Bible verse. You know, she's done stuff like this where, I mean, obviously, we can remember the very famous Nancy Pelosi speech where she talked about
all the time. What's your favorite?
What's your favorite?
And one time, what is your favorite word?
My favorite word.
That's easy.
My favorite word is the word.
The word is the word.
And that is the word.
It says all words.
You know the biblical reference. You know the gospel reference of the word.
Now she doesn't, but you know it.
Well said.
So while discussing things like immigration, to these Christian university presidents. She said in her opening statement, to minister to the needs of God's creation is an act of worship. To ignore those needs is to dishonor the God who made us. And that's her favorite biblical scripture that doesn't actually, it's not in the Bible.
It's not in the Bible?
No.
Maybe
it doesn't happen to be a biblical scripture.
Maybe it's on a tract she saw in a bathroom
now,
somewhere.
She couldn't quote exactly where it was, but it was someplace in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Maybe the book of Isaiah. No, it's not in Isaiah or anywhere else. But thank you again for playing our game. Wow. Nancy, she's great.
She didn't really prep for that get together.
Not really, no. And you would think if you're going to speak to Christians about Bible verses and things, you might know what you're talking about going in. I don't know. Could you research it? Yeah, it's in the Bible somewhere. I don't know. Maybe it's in the Apocrypha. I don't know. Maybe I read it in Dr. Seuss. I'm not sure.
It's in the footnotes.
It's in there somewhere. Go look for it. Yeah. Why didn't you check before you made the speech? Incredible.
She's something
She's
else.
Just fantastic, isn't she? Mm. She's an absolute delight. 888-933-93 on the border yesterday were a couple of battling rallies, if you can call it that.
Dueling rallies?
Yeah, it wasn't much of a battle. here's Beto's. Let's go to Beto's El Paso rally first and take a look at what he had to say.
On us now, here we are at the center of the U.S.-Mexico border. The center of the conversation about the future of the border,
nice microphone.
Of immigration, of our relationship with Mexico.
Let's see, I'm just going to hit all the talking points. The border, Mexico, the Spanish squealing feedback from a microphone. It's cold, El Paso. What is that? Stream of consciousness speech? What is that?
The thing about that speech and that annoying microphone that squealed incessantly is that there were so few people there, he didn't even need a microphone. He could just been like, hey, everybody.
He had 200 to 300 whopping fans.
Wow.
Which, of course, crushed. Well, I don't know if it crushed Trump's rally. Here's a look at his.
Let's compare.
Except he's got a great first name. He challenged us. So we have, let's say, 35,000 people tonight, and he has 200 people, 300 people. Not too good.
Not too good.
In fact, what I would do is I would say that may be the end of his presidential bid, but he did challenge it.
That's great.
That's fun.
I don't know if there were 8,000 or 10,000 in the arena. And then I guess he's claiming 25,000 outside the arena. Is that accurate?
I don't know. Bottom line,
he had more.
Crushed Beto.
Yeah, Trump had way more than Beto did. So I don't know. I think the Beto thing is fizzling out.
Good.
Doesn't it feel like it? It's he's kind of.
Well, he's still looking for himself, man.
Yeah, that's right.
He's on the road.
You know? Yeah. It's like Charlene. The rock star Charlene said in 1983, I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me.
Wow.
And I just feel like that's how Beto feels.
I think Beto feels like Jack Kerouac. He needs a new nickname. Like,
he was reciting poetry, apparently, in his high school yearbook.
Poetry?
Mm-hmm. By the way, his high school yearbook makes no mention of him as Beto. He was Robert Francis O'Rourke back then.
Aww.
Now he says the nickname just stuck with him when
he was a kid.
Since he was growing up as a little tyke. As a little tyke.
Uh-huh.
Back when he was Hispanic. Yeah. When he was young.
A little tyke last week, a year ago. When did he become a grown ass man? What's going on here? Come on.
He used a space in the yearbook to print the lyrics from Hidden Wheel, which is a song about being the angry son by Rites of Spring. He considers himself a big fan of that emo punk band. And he won some award for this. They're not even his lyrics.
What?
It's not even his poem. It's from the song How did he?
No.
So he plagiarized this rock band, and then he wins an award for it?
Is that something different?
Weird. Okay, I don't think so.
Okay. What is
to it? Me, it looks like this is the poem they're talking about. Let me see. If there's is there another poem? No, not in the article anyway.
Okay. So
here's what the poem, the lyrics said.
Okay, here we go.
And it's beautiful.
Let's hear it.
So maybe I better be prepared with some beautiful music. Now, I'm the angry sun. Everything I've learned was wrong. I'm the burning door. Once I'm opened, I can't be closed. I found a hidden wheel, and it rolls to reveal that I'm the angry sun. I'm the angry sun.
Oh, Beto.
Wow.
And a lifetime of searching continues.
That's powerful and poignant. He's the angry sun. What are you angry about, Beto? I don't know. Collectivization of manufacture? The institutionalization of the human psyche? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
Any more of that that you want to give us? Because we're...
What am I trying to... What am I resisting?
Thank you.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, so I'm up to 5 squares. Thank you very much. Just to throw that out there.
Yeah, it's been a productive day as far as bingo.
Yeah, get your bingo cards at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. Pinned to
the
top.
Be careful, though. I don't want you to get too carried away with this.
What do you mean?
Like these two old ladies at a nursing home.
Oh, no. What?
Yeah, it got into a bingo game brawl in Canada.
In Canada? Yeah. Now I don't believe you.
The scrum at the senior home started with a disagreement between a 79-year-old woman and the other one was 86. And it was over a chair.
Oh, so it's not over bingo. It's over a chair.
Well, it was while they were playing bingo.
Sure, I got you.
The two women, who are residents at an unidentified facility in Rideau Lakes, Ontario, had reportedly claimed the same chair and neither would back down.
Oh, snap. It is on because it's bingo time up in the hizzy.
And this is my lucky chair.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's my lucky chair.
Little whippersnapper.
Dig nabbit.
What are you still in your 70s?
The dispute between the two women turned physical.
Uh-oh, here we go.
And soon others joined in. So it turned out to be a bingo riot.
Oh, band name. Band name, bingo riot.
No one was badly hurt, fortunately, in the altercation. Apparently no hips were broken.
Oh, no.
No arrests were made. It was certainly an unusual situation for us, though, the bingo caller said. No, we don't know who wound up getting bingo.
Yeah, that's what my next follow-up question was going to be.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know.
It was
that's
one of
too
these.
Bad.
There's just no, it's like the metric system. There's no way to tell.
Mm-hmm. Bingo riot.
So... as far as bingo is concerned, don't get carried away trying to win Pat Gray bingo. Don't do it. But today has been a big day for the bingo board.
Yeah.
Hopefully you've been paying attention and updating yours. I got to update it with... Yes, right there. Mm-hmm. I won't say what that is, but hopefully you know if you're playing along.
Up to 5 squares, right, Rob?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's what I've got to.
Cool.
Yes. We've got confirmation.
Confirmation from the bingo CEO.
All right. 888-900-3393. Here's something else that's kind of unusual. We'll get to this in a second. We've got an update on Pico the Shark, which is going to shock and amaze you. In the meantime, though, let me tell you about a data breach that just exposed another 24 million Americans to title fraud, a crime that could cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars or your home completely. So if you have a mortgage or you've refinanced recently through a bank, this breach could put you at risk. It gave scammers everything they need to steal your home's title. All they have to do now is just forge your signature as a seller, refile your home under a new name, and take out loans on your home. Then you get stuck with the payments, and you don't know anything about it, obviously, until the late payment notices show up or you get an eviction order. Also, sometimes you think, well, my bank will protect me from... No, it can't. Neither does insurance or other identity theft program. This is specially designed by Home Title Lock. They put a virtual barrier around your home's title to make sure that this doesn't happen to you. Check to see if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register for your free title scan and report, which is a $100 value. You're going to get that free with the sign up. So go right now and get some peace of mind. HomeTitleLock.com.
Beware. Pat Gray is unleashed.
What could happen? What do I have to beware of? Is there something scary about the show?
You have to sit next to me for 2 hours.
There is that.
Sorry.
888-900-3393 and at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. TJ Toppin tweets, why didn't Pat read the poem to Beto playing his hit guitar riff? Wow, that's a good question. That would have been smart, right?
Yeah.
And Beto was mentioned without me playing the guitar riff. This brilliant classic.
I think it's going to work.
Bob, I'm afraid your show's going to be over for
The guitar stylings of guitar virtuoso.
Virtuoso.
Beto O'Rourke. On the Big Frog, 109.9. The only station beyond the bandwidth of your FM radio dial this morning. Good morning to you, everybody.
And the only station playing FOSS, apparently, ever in the history of all radio signals.
That's, of course, Beto's band, if you're not aware.
Dumb.
But, of course, you are. I mean, I don't want to talk down to you. XCOM Cuomo tweets, I guess when you find out that your precious Beto's real name is Robert Francis O'Rourke, you suddenly no quiero.
No quiero.
No quiero. That's right.
You don't
no
want
quiero, him, Taco
see.
Bell. I'm pretty sure from Tabby and Jake 03, I'm pretty sure that Nancy Pelosi's favorite word is either power or money. Oh, that is so cynical. No, she told you what her favorite word is,
right.
And it's, you know,
it's, just, well, it's the word. By the way, TJ Toppin, I think, has the tweet of the day. God knows all the hairs on Keith's head, not that hard of a task.
Let's take off the hat and let's count them.
What are we up
six.
To now?
There's six. Yeah. Okay.
There's not seven. There were so, seven this time yesterday.
The Lord knows, and I now know. Yeah.
So I've already lost one, of the seven that I had.
Sad. Sad, but
that
true.
That is depressing.
All right. Do we have the map of Pico where he is now?
Yeah, let's see.
Because this is crazy. This. Keep in mind, Pico started off the coast of Texas.
Yes.
Then he swung through the Gulf of Mexico,
he crossed Florida.
He crossed Florida on land, according to the map. And then swam all the way up the East Coast to as far north as it looks like Pennsylvania or even Connecticut.
He was off Massachusetts coast.
Yeah.
He got way up there. Yeah.
Wow. Not quite to Massachusetts. It looks like Connecticut. Maybe Rhode Island. Well, now he swam back to Texas.
Yeah, he's been busy bee.
And again, we know this because there's a tracking device on him. And so... he's almost all the way back to Texas now. So maybe, you know, because we said this time it's personal.
Look at this, man.
Here was Pico the shark. Somebody pissed him off in Texas, and then they moved to the East Coast. He followed him. He may have eaten the family by
now. And now he's just going
and
back
now
home.
He's just coming back home. He accomplished his goal.
Look at this.
He's gotten his revenge, and now he's back home.
His first ping. Was March 26th, 2018, off the coast of Corpus Christi.
Yep.
And his latest ping yesterday, and he is he's headed right back toward Corpus Christi, man.
Really weird.
And what is it the sharks do?
Apparently sharks swim.
Okay.
And then they occasionally, during the course of their swimming, they eat stuff. You know, fit things, fish.
And he just heard there was like a good buffet up on the Northeast Coast.
So he swam around,
so he went up there.
And then he ate, and then he swam around some more. But this is actually, they're saying, pretty unusual habits for a shark. They don't usually go that far. But he obviously vacations, spends the fall months, the autumn, if you will, on the East Coast.
Yeah.
And then for the winter, he's back in Texas.
Pico gets around.
Yeah, he does. It's amazing. Speaking of which, every summer, Mercury One, in collaboration with Wall Builders, opens their doors to emerging young leaders. And this is a great opportunity for young adults to get involved and get into this leadership training program. It offers participants a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get hands-on experience with original historical documents. When you sign up and you come to the training program, you not only gain a deeper understanding of American history, but you also learn how to question boldly, think critically, and engage in meaningful discourse when you're confronted with differing opinions. It's a unique program designed for ages 18 to 25. It's headed by David and Tim Barton, and special guest speakers like Glenn. Takes place in Dallas this summer. Mercury One is now taking applications. This program will fill up fast. There's just limited spots available, so do it now. How do I do it? You might be wondering. Go to mercuryone.org/LTP, mercuryone.org, and then you can just find the link there and click on it.
Yeah, really cool program for
leadership training program. That's where the LTP comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You could also call, but you're not going to remember this phone number, 972-499-4747.
The number again is
972-499-4747. Hmm. So you don't forget, call before midnight tonight, 972-499-4747.
Can they call during the all request lunch hour?
Or just send your application to Drawer D, Hardin, Montana. I don't know where
that came
from. Where'd
you pull that one out?
That's just an old thing.
Recesses of your mind. Drawer D.
Way back.
Where's Drawer D?
That's in the Wayback Machine.
Whose office is Drawer D?
I don't know.
Wow.
Now accepting applications for the summer program, which starts the first session, is June 3rd through the 14th.
Oh.
Okay, so that could be one. Or if July is better for you, July 15th through the 26th.
Okay. Mercury1.org.
There you go. 888-932-92.
Look at that.
3393.
Jeez. Hello.
Wrong number.
Hang on. That one snuck up on us.
It sure did. I didn't even mean to do that.
Did you?
I didn't. 888-933-93.
What about that bottom? What about that last video on your list there? I know you want to play that one.
I do want to. Well, I want to play the campus reform.
Oh yeah, thing. Yeah. I forgot about that. Yes.
Campus reform went to talk to students about the new Green Deal, and they, of course, asked them at first. Hey, are you for this new Green Deal? Mm-hmm. What do you think of it? Here's what happened.
Yeah. Based on what you've heard of the plan, would you say you view it favorably or unfavorably?
I view it favorably. I think that we need to cut our reliance on fossil
fuels.
It's definitely a great idea.
I like that it's progressive. I like that it is progressive. Push the world forward in the way we need to be.
Yeah. I would say it's a favorable act.
Just from like knowing like who's endorsed it, and just like some like little things. Sounds great.
I think it'd be great for us.
I think if we didn't do that, then we're going to be killing ourselves, basically.
Basically,
so we take care of ourselves.
I think it's very important to support that.
Anything that would reduce our dependence on fossil fuels is really important.
I definitely support this movement.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so they all love the movement. They all support
It's progressive,
green.
Man. That's all you need to know.
I like that it's, you know, like progressive. Mm-hmm. Like it's like a progressive, like, plan.
So I'm confused.
You know, like,
is it progressive or is it similar
to
being progressive?
No, it's like progressive.
Well, it's like.
But I like it. And I like that it's like progressive.
Huh. Okay. All right. Very good. College campus 2019. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then what happens is Campus Reform asks him, I shouldn't call him Campus Reform. He just works for
Mr. Campus Reform.
I can't remember what his name is. He might say it on here somewhere. Yeah. But anyway, he goes on to ask, and they do such a great job of this. I really like their videos. Obviously, because we play them pretty much every week. But he asks them then if they know some of the details. And since they don't, he fills him in on some of the details.
Some of the things in the plan I want to get your opinion on. So the plan says within 10 years, we're going to completely outlaw coal, natural gas, and oil. So gasoline, anything like that in 10 years.
Mm, I don't agree with that. To be honest with you, I think we need those things to live.
But I do not think it is feasible in 10 years. I don't think that would be something that would be able to be done in such a short amount of time.
I think 10 years is a little extreme because I feel like there's such a big global market and economic impact of
That's
oil businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Albeit it might not be good for the environment, but there's you can't deny there's a big economic impact to these companies.
What's your thought on that?
Sounds like a reach, honestly.
Do you think that's feasible?
No.
If you're unwilling to work, we will still supply help for your salary and help for a living wage.
No, absolutely not.
If you're not willing to contribute to society, then I don't think that the people who are contributing should pay for you.
You hater!
So I disagree with that.
I feel like it kind of sends the poor message of, you know, you can just get away with not doing anything and, you know, getting money. It's kind of stupid. I don't like that personally. Unwilling isn't the best way to go about things. Like, I don't want to go to college, but I have to get a job, so.
Everyone needs to contribute. That's the only way society works.
I don't know about that one. I think that if you're unwilling, that I don't know if you should receive money for that.
You don't want to go to class, you're unwilling to go to class. Should I still give you a good grade?
No. like people definitely need a job and need to work.
Eliminating almost all air travel with high-speed rails. What's your thought on that?
I feel like it's kind of the same one. It's like, I feel like 10 years is a little extreme for that.
I don't think it should be eliminated altogether. I think it's definitely, it can be an option. I think we should, the more options we have, the better.
I think that's drastic. I haven't heard of that one yet.
Yeah, I can't see that happening either, honestly.
We've come so far to get to this point where we are right now with using these resources, and to say, oh, we have to get rid of it in 10 years seems a little too much to me.
Who's going
to
pay for all of it?
Really?
Who's going to offset the trillions of dollar cost it would be?
That's a dumb question.
I don't know.
Just pay
Nobody
for it.
Knows. Okay. Like, it's kind of like, who's really going to pay?
Kinda. Like,
based on what you've heard from these, does it change your perception of the plan at all?
Yeah, a lot.
Sometimes you need to take extreme measures to save the environment, but I don't think that is like it's a bit too extreme.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like something I would be behind.
I don't agree with us having to, you know, take away flying in the air. I don't agree with, you know, taking away coal and things like that.
Opposed to flying on the ground.
Everyone getting money for doing nothing.
I see. Okay. That's interesting because they think they're progressive. And then they find out what progressive really means. And they're not all of us. If we could educate these millennials on what conservatism really is, because they've been brainwashed their whole lives into thinking conservatism is hateful and racist and wrong. And then they find out that what being liberal and being progressive really means, and they're not that.
No. I think they're a lot more libertarian than they realize.
Huh. Eliminate air travel in 10 years. Yeah, and build high-speed rails all over the world, like from New York to Europe.
That's
how do you build a railway when the ocean depth is 36,000 feet in some points? That's 7 miles deep. I don't know how you could we. You can't even get that far. And you got to believe that would be cheap, right? Effective. Cost-effective and easy to do. $100 trillion.
Madness.
By some estimates for this Green New Deal.